Molly Przunka and Hannah Knight are practicing a jump rope song they've learned. They are in fifth grade, and they're helping out with Station 3 of the Jump Rope for Heart event. This station is for double dutch. So that means Hannah and Molly each hold an end of the rope and turn it for one jumper in the middle. It's not as easy as it seems. Some second graders reveal their techniques for conquering double dutch. Erin Galla.
What I do is I listen to when the rope hits the floor, and then I jump.
Anna Dow.
You just have to, once when you jump, you just jump twice, and then you jump again.
Kayla Hay.
You just mostly wait till you hear it hit the ground, and then you just jump.
Julia Sasanga.
You jump, and I don't know exactly.
The double dutch station is just one of four stations in the elementary school gym. The other stations feature normal jump roping, one child with one jump rope. Organizer Holly Hammer tries to show the kids another way of jumping.
Okay, so here's a jump that we can practice. It's called a side straddle. So when you jump, your feet are going to go apart, together, apart, together. Okay, let's try that one.
Okay.
The stations also feature hopscotch, hula hoop jumping, and long jump. There is a reason these kids are devoting class time to jumping. Fifth grader Molly Przunka.
We're jumping for the Heart Association because people get stroke and heart cancer and other type of things. So people donate money and then they bring it in, and then the younger grades can come in and start jumping.
Besides raising funds, Hammer also hopes the event will raise awareness to the importance of physical fitness. After all, when children exercise their bodies, they're also exercising their hearts. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.